More now on the payroll tax cut. Our next guest says it's useless and may actually do more harm than good. Joining me now is Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.org and Reason.tv. Nick, may do more harm than good. Explain that one.
Well, I mean, we know as a matter of basic reality that the payroll tax cut hasn't done anything really to stimulate the economy or create jobs. I mean, it comes out of it doesn't do anything to reduce employers' tax burden or payroll costs. We know that it doesn't really spur spending because it's of such a small magnitude that people will use it to reduce debt, basically. They're not going to invest in anything that's going to generate economic activity. So there you have a problem. Then I think the one of the real problems is that in the short run, it induces more regime uncertainty because people don't, you know it's a temporary tax cut, and as a result, it kind of freezes action rather than actually inducing it in the way if it was made permanent or if we knew it was going to be around for a long time. I think the only possible benefit of the payroll tax cut is that it further makes clear that as long as we're not reducing Social Security benefits, which is what this tax is supposed to be earmarked for, you know, we're telling people plain and simple that Social Security is a bogus retirement account.
Well, or that they'll find some other way to pay for it, or they'll just print money. But you talked about it becoming permanent. It feels like every time they start to extend some of these things, they de facto do become permanent. If it became permanent, would you feel better about it?
Well, what would make me feel better about it becoming permanent is the only way that I think it would make sense to do that is if Congress, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if Congress said, okay, you know what, we're going to reduce the payroll taxes, but then we're also going to be reducing current and future Social Security benefits in an equal measure, because this is the problem. I mean, the FICA taxes, the payroll taxes are specifically earmarked to pay for Social Security benefits. We know that they don't do that in two ways. The government raids the Social Security Trust Fund whenever it needs extra money for general expenses, which it's been doing even last year in the tax deal that brought about this, this reduction. Something like $120 billion was taken out of the Social Security Trust Fund. The Trust Fund itself is in a cash flow negative situation already. So unless Congress is going to actually cut Social Security benefits, then it shouldn't be extended into the future. But by the same token, we need to get off of Social Security. Social Security is one of the worst Great Society, New Deal programs. It really locks intergenerational poverty into place because it doesn't allow poor people to build up capital in a retirement fund that they can then pass on to their heirs. So in that sense, to the extent that the payroll tax cut maximizes the contradictions of the current system, more power to it, because maybe it'll lead to a better system coming into place.
Well, Nick, there's no doubt that what you're saying makes sense. It's reasonable, but it's not going to fly in this election year. So the Republicans, and we've got 30 seconds here, but the Republicans seem to be between a rock and a hard place, certainly arguing against this or not letting this go through. They can never ever again argue for tax cuts for businesses or individuals. So what's the outcome going to be?
Yeah. Well, the Republicans have squandered their opportunities that they had, literally for a decade under Bush to actually reform the tax code and make it pro-economic activity. They chose not to for a variety of stupid reasons. So they are kind of hoist on their own petard. But one of the ways I could talk about this is creating a tax, a tax change that goes 5 years into the future or 10 years into the future that takes us past the 2012 election. And then they could force Democrats to come around. Both sides could actually do something that would be good for business and good for the individual taxpayer.
All right, Nick Gillespie, love having you on. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.